when you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, here with you every single day, every hour of the day, everywhere in the world. WakeUpCallDT.com, as well as the free Wake Up Call DT app, available for all Apple products, as well as any product that uses the Google Play Store. Very happy to have on the show today, Kevonis Davis, out of Miami Central, Miami, Florida, defensive end, verbally committed to the Syracuse Orange, but still open to other possibilities and opportunities. Kevonis, how you doing today?
How you doing? I'm all right.
Now, Kevonis, first and foremost, I want to go into your commitment to Syracuse and why you chose to commit to Syracuse.
Syracuse, you know, it's a great university. You know, they have a high percentage of academic graduates. You know, and you know, it's former Miami Central players that's playing, and you know, have chances to go on to the next level.
Now, when you committed to Syracuse, you said it was more, when we were talking a little bit off the air, that it was more than just committing to Syracuse. You had a method to why you did that. Can you just go into that a little bit?
Oh, yeah. You know, once I commit, you know, a lot of schools was going to buy in, you know, was going to start checking in, looking in, sign them. And, that, you know, that's what happened. But, you know, I did have chances of going to Syracuse, you know, and I'm still committed now.
Now, when you made the commitment to Syracuse, like you said, you wanted it to kind of open up your recruiting. You wanted the commitment to Syracuse kind of be a business move for you to call other teams to look at you. Why commit to Syracuse as opposed to a different school if your means was to get other teams involved and get them looking at you? How come you didn't commit to a different school, a South Florida or a Cincinnati? Now, what do you like about Syracuse, knowing that you still are open, from what it sounds like, in your recruitment? What could get you to commit to Syracuse for good and sign that national letter of intent? Does Syracuse still have a good opportunity to have you there and have you sign in February?
Yes. I mean, you know, they briefly explained, you know, I have a chance to come in because, you know, I'm supposed to have been a mid-year enrollee, but, you know, certain situations that work out, so, you know, I have to stay till June, but, you know, I'll be, you know, preparing myself because, you know, Coach Dawson and the coaching staff was telling me, you know, they got guys who, you know, that's coming out this year, and I have that chance to come and contribute right now.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com. With the Bamboo Line Relax Fit Clothing, as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing, DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissigLady.com. Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreissig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreissigApparel.com, that's Dreissig Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreissig Apparel. Dreissig Apparel. bambooline.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at dreissigapparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's F-A-N-H-A-N-D-S.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's fanhands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
As far as visiting Syracuse, you have had potentially an opportunity to do that in the not so distant past, I should say, and you decided to not visit Syracuse. Do you have an intent to go up to Syracuse?
Yes, I'll be visiting Syracuse January 16th.
And when you go up on January 16th, what are you kind of looking for from the school? Even though you are verbally committed, you are open, so it's a little bit different than another athlete that is verbally committed to Syracuse. Are you looking for them to prove something to you on January 16th?
Oh, man, I'm not really to really prove anything because, you know, I've talked with some of the guys that, you know, that's still up there. So, you know, I'm expecting a great atmosphere, you know, a great program, university.
What made the decision for January 16th for you? What made you say, you know what, I am going to go up, and I'm going to go up mid-January? What made you make that choice to go see Syracuse?
It kind of was a decision, you know. It was a late decision, you know, because, like I said, I was mid-year, but, you know, I kind of stressed it out, so now I'll be taking a couple more visits.
When you go up to Syracuse and you get an opportunity to see the campus, you already have a relationship, like you said, with some of the players as well as with Tim Doust, your position coach. What are you most excited about for your trip up to Syracuse?
Oh, man. Actually, you know, physically, you know, see it and, you know, see how, you know, how the program and how the guys live and, you know, how everything up there, you know, just to get the feeling and, you know, to see where I'll be for the next 4 years, 3 to 4 years.
Now, Kevonis, you had talked about Louisville, who is yet to offer, but they've shown interest, South Florida, Cincinnati. Do any of these schools have a strong possibility of taking you away from Syracuse? And if so, who would they be? Between January 16th and then signing day, it'll be a few weeks after. You are open. You did want this to open up your recruiting. As you feel right now, are you 100% Syracuse, or are you kind of saying, I hope Louisville offers, I hope it gets more interesting? How are you kind of feeling about the whole situation right now?
These schools are going to really start coming in, especially after this bowl game we have on ESPN.
If Louisville gives you that offer after the bowl game, does that kind of open everything up and change the world again in your mind?
Yeah, I kind of would say that.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey. Are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps cost you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear, located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the Tuxedo Professionals.
Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today. So is it safe to say that Louisville would have a good opportunity to take you away from Syracuse, because it seems like that's the team that you've been most excited about?
Yeah, I mean, there are chances. But, you know, if Louisville, you know, decide, you know, they're going to go the way they're going to go, you know, I'm still going to represent Syracuse.
So let's say Louisville, after your bowl game, offers you. Syracuse has already offered you and has your commitment. What will those few weeks in 2015 be to you? Is it going to be Syracuse versus Louisville and signing day being the deciding factor? I mean, how do you kind of see things playing out? If you have Syracuse and you have Louisville, how difficult is it going to be for you from there? When you verbally committed to Syracuse, Tim Doust, obviously your position coach, the defensive line coach for the Orange, What type of conversations has he had with you, and does he know that you're still looking elsewhere?
Oh, yes, I told Coach Dunst, you know, because when I went on a visit to Cincy, you know, I sat there and told, you know, him about it. You know, he was kind of like, you know, I should have told him, and, you know, I was just, you know, letting him know I just wanted to go on, you know, a couple more visits because, you know, I didn't have all my visits I was supposed to went to, so, you know, I was just open to go on a visit and things like that. But, you know, I had to let him know that, you know, I was still 100% orange. And, you know, I was about it, about that, you know.
What do you like the most in this moment that we're talking right now? What do you like the most about Syracuse?
The most, I mean, it's a great opportunity, and it'll be a great chance for me to go right in and get to hit the books, you know, and get rolling with the team. It's a big opportunity. It's a blessing.
Now, how much do you know about the team themselves as far as what Syracuse has done and what they're trying to build? How do you feel as far as knowing about this team and what they stand for?
I mean, they live up to big expectations. I know that. You know, they're trying to get the ACC title. You know, it's a lot of hard work because, you know, they play a lot of tough schools. That's why they're doing their recruit how they're doing their recruiting now. So, you know, my expectations when I go there, you know, is very high because I know, you know, this program is a very elite program. So I'm just coming to work.
Now, Syracuse, for the 2015 class, they have Dana Levine, they have Kadir Shepherd, Amir Ely, they have you right now. And when you look at everything that Syracuse is bringing in at defensive end, one of the guys, Brandon Ginetti, is going to wait until 2016 due to an injury that he has to his foot. So does that change anything in your mind, knowing that there are a bunch of defensive ends going into Syracuse, but now there's going to be one less? Does that mean anything to you? Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's CAMS Pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreissig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image.
creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At drysigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you. Make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
And now, Kavanis, I want to go over to Louisville, who hasn't offered yet, but you're hoping that they will after the bowl game. What has your conversation been like with Louisville? Obviously, there's an open door there. There's not an offer yet. But what has Louisville said to you, and what makes you feel confident about them? What has the conversation been like between the Cardinals and yourself?
I mean, I had conversations, you know, with coaches, and, you know, I spoke with them. And they came to a decision where, you know, because I was still on the process of being a manager, and they wanted to bring me up on a visit. So if I was to go as a manager, I wouldn't be able to go because they wanted to bring me up on a visit. So, you know, now that I had them stretched out, I'd be able to go on a visit, you know, and get the offer.
Are you planning on going up to visit Louisville?
Yes.
And when are you going to be doing that? Would it be safe to say that it's going to be before Syracuse or after Syracuse on the 16th?
Maybe after Syracuse, maybe after.
So, what do you know about Louisville's program and their football team? What can you say your knowledge is as far as what they do and why that team makes you excited? What do you know about the team?
Oh, man, it's a great team. You know, they have former a couple guys that, you know, from back at the home, you know, where I come from, you know, they have a lot of guys, and, you know, them guys are producing. And it was, these guys were just coming in. These guys are sophomores, juniors, and they carry in the team. So I know I could come and contribute in the program. So, I mean, on all ends, you know, they're great opportunities. So I'm just willing to take advantage of them.
Have Louisville and Syracuse said that if you were on the team that you could start right away? Have you had those conversations?
I ain't going to say start right away, but, you know, there are chances, and that's just football, you know. But, you know, I just tell them over and over I'm coming to work, and I will make that All-American freshman conference.
And before I let you go, Kavanis, I think it's fair that we've talked about all these teams and their interest in you. I think it's fair to say that there's obviously something that they're after. What would you say, looking at your game, that you do best as a defensive end? What would you say your strengths are at defensive end? So when you think about you being elusive and the things that you do well, what are some of the areas that you're still working on to become better? I know you said you want to put on more weight at the next level in college, but what else do you work on as a defensive end to get better in your respect? It sounds like to me that there's a little bit of swagger on your side. Is it fair to say that you have some swagger going to college?
When I was little, the other kids were always like this. But I was always more like this.
Say ah.
My whole life, I loved taking care of people. All I wanted to do was be a nurse. But then when I went to the hospital to try to get a job, all I heard was this.
No training, no job.
I knew I was a boring caretaker. But what could I do without an education and training? Then I found Job Corps. It's for people between the ages of 16 and 24 to help you get career skills and an education. I had some bad breaks and dropped out of high school, but Job Corps didn't care. They helped me finish high school while I trained in an awesome health occupations program. Job Corps also gave me a place to stay and fed me while I finished my training. Now I've got my dream job at a clinic. They started me at $13 an hour, and now guess what? I'm enrolled in a nursing program at a local college. I'm gonna be a nurse. Before, my life was like this. Now my career has new life.
Job Corps has announced priority enrollment for female students. Orientations are held weekly in their downtown admissions office. For more information, call 315-478-5529. That's 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear. Located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the Tuxedo Professionals.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. What keeps you, with having swagger and believing in yourself and what you can do, what keeps you humble? Do you feel like there's a humbleness to your game as well?
Yes, I mean, yes. This is the beginning. I have relatives and friends that, you know, on the next level that's really competing with guys that's been there. So, you know, it really put a better taste in my mouth, you know, because I play with these guys. So, you know, I have to come in and do the same thing as well. So, I'm excited. I'm very excited.
And lastly, Kevonis, looking at yourself, looking at not just as a player, but as a student altogether, as a member of the community, as a son, how would you define Kevonis Davis? What should we know about you, the person, not just the football player?
Oh, man, I'm a very, inspired person, man. I'm a fun person to be around, I'm always laughing, great personality, a fun person to be around, I know a lot of people, and then now that, I don't put Miami Central on my back, I get even more love. So, everybody loves me. I'm good people.
Is there any place that has better football than Miami, in your mind?
Nah, there's no better football. No better football than Miami, man. This Miami bred the top guys from all around.
And you said that you're a funny guy, so I got to follow up with this respect. Who is your favorite comedian right now?
Right now?
Yep.
Mike Epps. Oh, Kevin Hart, man. Oh, man, they fools, man.
So Mike Epps and Kevin Hart. I'm gonna start with Mike Epps, because Kevin Hart, I get that one a lot. He's one of my top favorites right now. So I mean, I respect it. I understand it. Mike Epps, I don't watch as much. I watch more Kevin, but I'm gonna ask you about Mike first. What do you like about Mike Epps?
He's just he's his own guy, man. He's just crazy, man. Funny guy, man. Everything he do, you can just look at him and just bust out laughing because he's gonna do something.
And with Kevin Hart, there's lovers and haters with Kevin Hart. I've loved this guy for a very long time. I love everything he does. I think his stand-up is good. I've seen his movies. I got a lot of respect for Kevin Hart. So what makes you like Kevin Hart?
He got the little show, man. Kevin Hart, I've been like the Kevin Hart, man. He's been funny, man. He ain't no Cat Williams, but he Kevin Hart, man. Kevin Hart, the man. Everybody mess with Kevin Hart. I was just looking at some videos on YouTube with him at him at Florida State fooling around with James Winston, man. He's just hilarious.
Well, I definitely appreciate that, and I appreciate the comedy, because I think, as you know, laughter is the best medicine. No matter how bad or good a game is, Kevonis, I'm sure that you go home and try to laugh a little bit and watch these shows. So, as always, man, I appreciate it. I look forward to talking with you through your process, and I really thank you for taking some time with me today. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All